Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's presidential debate.
Those small businesses, you got one in six of them going under. They're not going to be able to make it back. They passed a package that allows us to be able to call PPP. Money is supposed to go to help them do everything from organize how they can deal with their businesses being open safely. Schools, how they can make classrooms smaller, how they can hire more teachers, how they can put ventilation systems in. They need the help.
Small businesses, by raising the minimum wage, that's not helping. I think it should be a state option. Alabama is different than New York. New York is different from Vermont. Every state is different. It should be a state option.
You said very recently.
We have to help. It's very important. We have to help our small businesses. How are you helping your small businesses when you're forcing wages? What's going to happen, and what's been proven to happen, is when you do that, these small businesses fire many of their employees.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Many questions Americans have were not asked at Thursday's presidential debate. Foreign policy, court packing were topics left out by the moderator. On the issue of court packing, King's College constitutional expert Mark Smith tells Fox News how both sides view the topic.
When the Democrats cannot accomplish their political agenda through the legislative branch, through the democratic process, they usually have punted the issue to the court. So when they can't get, like, abortion passed through the legislative branch, they have the court give it to them. When they can't enact gay marriage, they ask the court to give it to them. And now we have a Supreme Court that is mostly focused on constitutionalists who really just want to follow the law and not make new law, and the left doesn't really like that because that's not part of their vision of government.
A recent New York Times poll last week from 987 likely voters, 58% are against court packing, 31% said in favor, and 11% were undecided. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
NASA hitched a ride on a near-Earth asteroid. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
NASA says it's landed a spacecraft on the near-Earth asteroid Bennu and collected a sample. The agency showed images Wednesday of the OSIRIS-REx craft making a touchdown on the rock, kicking up dust with a blast from a tank of nitrogen, and taking a 60-gram sample. OSIRIS-REx traveled for more than 2 years to get to Bennu, which is more than 200 million miles away from Earth. The craft orbited the asteroid for more than 2 years, taking observations before descending to the surface to take its sample. NASA scientists will determine if the craft collected a large enough sample this weekend. If so, the craft will head back to Earth, where it's expected to return in fall 2023.
Enterprise Technology Research, or ETR, says the percentage of workers around the world that is permanently working from home is expected to double in 2021 as productivity has increased. ETR surveyed about 1,200 chief information officers from around the world across different industries. The CIOs also expressed increased optimism about business prospects in 2021, as they see an increase in tech budgets by 2.1%, compared with a 4.1% decline this year due to the lockdowns triggered by the pandemic. The survey said IT decision makers expect permanent remote work to double to 34.4% of their company's workforce in 2021, as compared to 16.4% before the COVID-19. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, and it's also great to have the one and only George Barna with us. We're going to be talking about millennials breaking from traditional values at an unprecedented rate. This is according to the latest results from Arizona Christian University study. Of course, George is a professor at ACU and president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Good to be back with you.
Yeah, we've got so much going on in our country right now, but hey, let's take a look at these millennials. Is this a home issue or is this a university issue in terms of how these millennials are falling away?
It's all of the above and more. I mean, certainly, this has to do with how they were raised by their parents, mm-hmm. what they were taught, what they were held accountable to, what kind of exposure they had. But when we talk about that, then we also have to talk about schools, what kind of schools did they go to, what were they taught. But then maybe the most important thing of all, given their history as a generation, is what kind of media they've been exposed to, because our research shows that the media probably have more impact currently than any other entities or institutions have on our younger generations in particular.
George, you know, when you think about what they're exposed to in this information age, unlike when you and I grew up, we relied on, you know, whether it was our parents, teachers, scout leaders, if we were involved in a service group of some sort, we didn't have anything like the power of an iPhone in the palm of our hands that was right there to serve in the indoctrination process. So it's no wonder, especially when you consider the amount of time that these kids are spending with these indoctrination devices, right?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, as you say, when we were growing up, I mean, I'm old enough that when I grew up, we had basically three TV channels. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you've got more than that on your iPhone right now. So, you know, growing up, you felt that you could trust the people and the institutions in your life to give you proper guidance, to give you appropriate and predictable guidance. That's no longer the case today, whether we're looking at the family or other adults, media, church, school, whatever the institution may be. You never really know quite what the agenda is behind it. The idea of patriotism used to be woven into every one of those institutions and into the mindset of all Americans. Today, our research is finding that people have trouble even defining what patriotism is, and that you've got a huge proportion of people who not only don't call themselves patriots, but don't think that patriotism is a positive.
And, of course, it's on full display by athletes, these multimillionaires who are out there still enjoying the games of their youth, making lots of money, And, of course, it's on full display. They're not respecting the flags. And the older generation is resisting that to the point that viewership to said athletic events continues to head in a downward spiral.
Well, yeah, I mean, because we live in a celebrity culture, for some reason these people have a platform to give their opinions and to try to influence people beyond the area in which they have expertise. And so whether we're looking at athletes, musicians, authors, actors, I mean, it's great when we see their professionalism, their expertise put into play in their arena. Mm-hmm. We only really have trouble, I think, when they step outside their arena and, at least in my point of view, kind of abuse that platform that they've been given.
Well, it's not the platform that's associated with their gift, clearly, and they run the risk. This is why Michael Jordan, years ago, said that, look, at Republicans buy tennis shoes, too. He didn't want to enter into the fray, and that was incredibly wise on such a young man, all things considered.
Yeah, and, you know, as we look at what's going on out in the streets today, in our homes today, in all of our major institutions today, I think we can see the effects of this having built up over the course of time. And let's say it's been roughly now 60 years since we started to see this shift in the mentality of who are going to be our thought leaders, our opinion leaders, the individuals that we respect. And so when we look, for instance, at worldview issues, we can see the steady drip, 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 where a biblical worldview now has been in decline for quite a long time. And we've essentially ignored that to our detriment, but we're now reaping the benefits of Americans saying, you know what, I don't have to be tied to biblical truth. Mm-hmm. I can be tied to my own truth, and that's what I'm really going to lock into.
Are you finding that this dynamic, I mean, we're focusing on millennials, but how are the boomers, how are the elders and the older generation responding to this? Are they adaptive to this worldview? Are they pushing back at all? What does it look like from your end?
Yeah, I mean, keeping in mind that a person's worldview is formed when they're very young, and it doesn't change much when you're adult. What we're looking at are elders and boomers being roughly similar in terms of the incidence of a biblical worldview. And in fact, four times more proportionally of the boomers and elders have a biblical worldview than you find among millennials, twice as many as you would find among Gen X. So, yeah, I mean, there has been some pushback. There's been a consistency that obviously they're not perfect in perfect alignment with biblical teaching and principles and commands, but a much greater proportion of them are than you would find in the younger generations. What's interesting about that, of course, is because those younger generations are essentially the children of the boomers.
Yes.
And so they did not even pass along the same worldview that they had at the same proportions that they had. They were willing to let their kids go out and explore, buy into different things, and not have to come to Jesus meeting with them where they explain to them the difference between following God's commands and principles and living by the world.
What happened? Did boomers just get old and tired and forgot that they were the parents and they had a responsibility here, and they were just so overwhelmed by, you know, the media rule at this time? Or, you know, what happened? Or do we just disengage from our old world view even for a temporary moment to allow our kids to run amok? Is there any determination from the study on this?
Yeah, I mean, what really happened with boomers was after their flirtation with abandoning authority and flouting authority, they realized that wasn't going to work. And so they pretty much came back into the system that their parents had worked within, the capital.
And we're talking about the 60s and 70s, right?
Exactly.
During that period of time, right.
Right. But then, of course, when you have children, things change. You start thinking a little bit differently. You have different responsibilities. And so really the key thing in the minds of most boomers became achievement. And so they locked into career. They locked into acquisition of possessions. They locked into reputation. And so all of those things put them on a particular path. Many of them who had dropped out of religious activity during the 60s and 70s returned to it. And so we kind of had a heyday of Christian activity, at least in modern times, during the 80s and 90s.
I'll tell you what, George, we got to go to quick break. Let's pick that up when we come back on the other side. More from George Barna after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Only 1 in 4 Christians vote. No wonder our schools are failing, our politicians are corrupt, and our government is broken. But the America we love can be reclaimed with the votes of committed and informed Christians. Which candidates represent your values? Who can you trust to faithfully keep their promises? Find the answers at iVoterGuide.com. Cut through the spin and get the facts today at iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills that always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh.
fresh and independent we are, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And we're talking with George Barna, professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. We're talking about millennials breaking from traditional values. George, before the break, you were starting to talk about this shift that happened with the baby boomers and how they perceived and you might even say misperceived the responsibility in raising their children. Go ahead and unfold that a little bit more.
Yeah, so with boomers really focusing on becoming the ultimate professional, rising to the top of whatever it was that they were doing and reaping the material benefits of that, they took that same mindset into parenting and said, let me prepare my child as best I can. I'm not a professional child raiser, so let me get people who are. And so what you found was boomers making more money than any prior generation, suddenly spending more money than any prior generation on coaches, on tutors, on mentors, anybody who could help their children be the best at whatever the child expressed an interest in or whatever the parent thought they ought to be engaged in. But that also meant a disengagement of the parent from the child. And so suddenly the values, the morals, the life view, the worldview that children were taking on was no longer being shaped, if not fully delivered, by their parents. It was being shaped by the outside world in ways that we haven't seen before. And so that's what we have now in these two younger generations. And, of course, they're continuing in that process of believing that we ought to let the culture raise the children, our children, as Gen Xers and millennials, so that they're sensitive to the world around them.
And of course, we were partially set up, as we recall, it was Hillary Clinton said that it takes a village, right? And so this all played in that scenario, didn't it?
Yeah, very much. And the interesting thing is that we bought into it lock, stock, and barrel. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of questioning. And sadly, even most Christian churches around the country acquiesced to that. Because if you look at the shift in children's ministry over the last 30 years, what you find is that our primary focus was making sure that the children were happy so that the parents were happy. They would continue to come. They continue to donate. They continue to participate in the different kinds of programs. But when you study what those children, today's Gen Xers and today's millennials, what they were taught in our churches, there wasn't much depth, and it certainly wasn't systematic theological training. What they got was the ability to make friends, to know some Bible stories, some Bible characters. And, of course, there are exceptions to this across the country. There have been some great children's ministries. But by and large, the whole idea was that children are going to be bait. We're going to try to make it a comfortable and appealing place for children so that they don't fight their parents about coming to church the same way that boomers might have with their parents. We want them to feel like this is their religious home. They want to be here. So we'll play the games, we'll tell the stories, we'll put a happy face on everything, and everybody wins. It turns out nobody won.
Well, exactly, because you end up delivering kids with about an inch worth of thickness in terms of their belief and fortification, and it's no wonder that as soon as these kids graduate from high school, they so quickly deviate because the roots have not gone deep.
Well, you know, and if we look at the current research, this latest study looks at some of the areas where young adults, where millennials in particular, are turning their back on the way of life that their parents had raised them to embrace. And one of those is the whole faith arena. I would go so far as to say that today, millennials as a generation, although 6 out of 10 will call themselves Christian, that's lower than 8 out of 10 for the older generations. But still, you've got a majority of them who somehow associate themselves in their life with Christianity. But when you look at what they think Christianity represents, we're finding that essentially they are redefining the Christian faith. It's no longer tied to what the Bible teaches. It's more about their feelings, their emotions, their experiences, because that's what their worldview drives them to do, is to see life in that fashion. And so in this particular release, I mean, I identify more than 20 key religious perspectives that millennials buy into that really are not biblical.
Exactly. Well, I thought it was interesting. You say that 28 percentage points of less likeliness that boomers than boomers to say that millennials say that they treat other people the same way they want to be treated. I mean, some basic principles that you and I guess maybe we took for granted, millennials are saying no big whoop.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about that, you know, what we know as the golden rule, I mean, who's going to reject that? Well, we finally found out who. You know, basically, millennials are saying, no. I'm going to treat each and every person the way they need to be treated based on how I feel in the moment, what kind of experience I've had with that person. You know, part of what we found in this study, for instance, is that millennials have less respect for other people in general. And that's partly because they don't assign much value to life. They don't assign much value to people. They believe that getting even is a reasonable way to live, certainly the antithesis of the golden rule. Many of them don't even believe that life is real.
Yes.
They're embracing other world views that are kind of mystical, new agey in their perspective. So, yeah, they've got a completely different point of view about what kind of world they want to live in. I'm not sure they've played it out in their minds to the end conclusion, what it would be like if we all lived in this manner. But I think this reflects their desire to have something different that's going to be better, but they're not willing to embrace the Bible as the source of understanding what that better context might be.
Well, it's amazing to see these young kids in terms of their response of life, that it's not sacred. And we have states around our union that, you know, will offer comfort care to an aborted child. I guess that doesn't cause them to squirm or you know, to be insulted by the disrespect of life like that.
Well, it doesn't. In fact, this is the generation that's most likely to say that the Bible is ambiguous in its teaching about abortion, that you could make a strong argument for abortion, you could make a strong argument against abortion. And in their mind, not only is that statement true, but it also therefore nullifies the value of the Bible as a guideline for how to treat humanity, how to think about life, how to think about the relationship between God and humanity. And keep in mind, of course, that this is also the generation that is the largest of what I call the don'ts, those who don't believe, don't know, don't care about the existence of God.
You know, George, kind of hard to imagine when you think about this generation, how many of their generation is missing because of abortion.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's already the largest generation in America's history. It would be so much larger if there had been a different idea about life, even that their parents possessed. And so, once again, this is a train that's been rolling down the tracks for a long time, and nobody's been, well, I can't say nobody, but there haven't been enough people who have been willing to see where this train is headed and to put the brakes on that train.
And I guess that's the question. We only got about 30 seconds left, and I'll let you summarize it, George Barnum, is that for these kids, I mean, boy, the grief to happiness ratio, they've got a long way to come back, don't they?
It's not a happy generation. And I think that's part of the reason why, to them, the meaning of success is more about happiness than anything else. But again, we've got to be teaching and modeling for them a much broader, deeper biblical context for understanding how life really works so that they too can experience not happiness, but the joy that God wants to fill us with.
I'll tell you, we got to pray for these millennials. These are our kids. This is the next generation. And what kind of generations will they be influencing going forth as they continue to break away from traditional values at unprecedented rate, according to this recent study? He's the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, George Barna. George, as always, appreciate it. Thanks, buddy. Take care.
Thank you, Bill. You too.
If you're a small business owner and you need to transform your business into the new virtual economy, hire the experts at GetCallers. For as little as $5 per hour, you can add as many virtual staff members you want to your company. They can make cold calls to generate leads, handle inbound calls, set appointments, customer support, live chat, and more. The best part is you have no expenses of computers or telecom minutes. No employee headaches, no contracts, no W-2s. Just a turnkey process for you at a fixed price that you can add as many virtual members to your team as you want. In today's economy, hire the professionals that know the virtual workspace. Call right now and learn how to add a virtual member to your team for just $5 an hour. Call GetCallers now.
800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. 800-750-3564. That's 800-750-3564.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's presidential debate.
Those small businesses, you got one in six of them going under. They're not going to be able to make it back. They passed a package that allows us to be able to call PPP. Money is supposed to go to help them do everything from organize how they can deal with their businesses being open safely. Schools, how they can make classrooms smaller, how they can hire more teachers, how they can put ventilation systems in. They need the help.
Small businesses, by raising the minimum wage, that's not helping. I think it should be a state option. Alabama is different than New York. New York is different from Vermont. Every state is different. It should be a state option.
You said very
we have to help. It's very important. We have to help our small businesses. Are you helping your small businesses when you're forcing wages? What's going to happen and what's been proven to happen is when you do that, these small businesses fire many of their employees.
USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, whether you're currently bracing for winter weather or getting ready to tackle your fall cleanup, now is the time to prep your outdoor spaces for the season. From how to keep your lawn free from harmful bacteria during the fall months to the easiest tactics in snow removal, our home improvement expert is going to have the tips to suit any outdoor cleanup project. And of course, the home improvement expert and TV personality we're talking about is Lou Manfredini, who joins us now. Lou, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for joining us. Now, you're live from an Ace Hardware store?
We are. Yeah, we are, actually. And there's like there isn't much I couldn't find in here for you to help you out this morning, that's for sure.
Don't you love Ace? I mean, to me, I love to wander. I don't know. I love to wander in Ace just to see all the fun ideas and tools that are hanging around there. Am I strange or what?
No. You would be surprised at how many people really love doing that. And then they come in and they want to look around and, you know, you'll talk to people say, you know, you'll talk to some of these Ace associates and they'll say, can I help you with anything? No, I'm just looking around. And obviously in the times that we are right now, you know, people are kind of getting in and getting out, but you know, one of the things that we pride ourselves over at Ace is to always provide you with that great service. And expertise to help you no matter what the project is.
You know, you're exactly right. This is the thing, as you say, when you're at ACE, the people are just, you know, so kind and helpful. They actually come to you as opposed in other places. You've got to go and chase somebody down, right?
Right, right. You know, I always equate it to when you think about it, if you go to the drugstore, you know, you really, you know, if you go to the pharmacist, that's the person you ask for the advice if you have a question. But at the other part of the store, all you're asking for is where are the chips? At ACE, you know, if you come in, you know you're going to find some associates that are going to be able to help you answer your questions. And if they don't know the answer, they're going to figure out what that right answer is for you.
Exactly. Well, Lou, what can happen to our outdoor space from season to season if it's not properly maintained?
Well, this is, as we go into, you know, the colder months, the issue is there is a little bit of maintenance we have to do, whether it's trimming branches off of a tree, if it's, you know, dead branches so they don't become projectiles or damage a car or, God forbid, land on somebody. If you've got gutters on your home, cleaning those gutters out and making sure that you're not, you know, that you're not injuring yourself during that process, because there's a lot of accidents that happen on ladders. And then depending on where you live, taking care of the snow. We've got a really good solution now because we've partnered with a company called Ego, and they have a full line of these super powerful battery-operated power tools. I'm talking about trimmers for your bushes, chainsaws, leaf blowers, snow throwers, even lawn mowers, and you never have to pour gas into it. You never have to tune it up. You never have to change the oil. And they're a lot quieter, and they just work and work and work.
Wow, that is awesome. I love that.
Yeah, let's talk about the leaf blower. You're talking about cleaning out those gutters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yes.
That's a project a lot of people do. If you're going to get up on the side of your home, put that ladder up there, make sure you're tying the ladder up at the top. The problem comes in when people overreach. You know, they're maybe just scooping this out with a shovel or a rake, whatever it may, or their hands. And gloves, because those areas can be sharp. I want you to go up there and take one of these battery-operated leaf blowers and just blow the leaves out of there and get them to let them fall to the ground. And because of the power between of these blowers, you can get, like, probably the whole gutter, depending on where you're positioned, and then you don't have to move the ladder as often. Then you get down, and you can blow all the leaves off of your lawn, off of your sidewalk, off of the driveway. You don't want to leave those leaves on the lawn because that's where you can get a fungus that can occur if there's too much matted down. And then you have a huge problem in the spring with your lawn looking terrible. And so a little bit of preventative maintenance now goes a long way of saving you money long term.
Yeah, good fun, though, is if you get grandkids or your kids down there on the ground floor, you see how many leaves they can catch as they come off the rain gutter, you know? Just saying.
And you're killing two birds with one stone, right? You're cleaning out your gutters and you're entertaining the grandkids as well.
Well, exactly, because otherwise they're in the house and they're going, Grandma, we're bored. What do we do? Well, go to Grandpa. He's got a leaf-catching game for you to do.
Right. And these days, we want to get them off those screens anyway, so why not, right?
Exactly. Well, and I like the whole idea, Lou, you know, when you talk about working smarter, not harder, right?
Yeah, that's the key, too, is that, you know, there's more and more people now, and, I mean, certainly this pandemic has proven it, that we're doing more stuff and trying to do more things around our homes. And so there may be people that have never used a power tool before, and, you know, they maybe come to the store and say, hey, I want to get into, you know, I need to cut some branches, or I need to, you know, trim my bushes. What should I get? So you want to make sure that you're making the right decision, and you want to also make sure that you're watching as many tutorials and using these tools safely, because they will help you work a little smarter. And if you have the right safety equipment when you're using it, eye protection, if you're going to be cutting branches up high, the Eagle makes this really nice pole saw for cutting branches that will help you reach almost 10 feet in the air, depending on how tall you are. Mm-hmm. But you want to make sure you're using it properly. And if you do so, you will get those projects done, and you can move on to the next thing, or just even just enjoying yourself if you'd like.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the thing is, when you're working with tools, you know, the more efficient you are, the more you know about them. And these videos are so helpful. I'll tell you, my son is, I'm really proud of him, because
he's a YouTube wonder. I mean, whatever he doesn't know, it's YouTube. And he figures it out, and the things he comes up with and how much, you know, to your point, how much more he's able to be effective because he's taken the time to check out these videos. That's a great recommendation, Lou.
Well, and it's a great way to get some confidence. Now, I will say that not every YouTube video should give you the confidence to go wholeheartedly in there, but it is one tool, definitely, to look at some of these how-to videos. And when it comes to using any power tools, you'll see a lot of good information there. But also, I want to stress to people that get as many kind of third-party endorsements as you can when it comes to how to use this thing properly. I will argue that if you come to your local ACE, it's something we can help advise you on, no matter what, whether you're going to use a power tool or a hand tool or you're going to buy a grill, whatever it might be, we can certainly help set you on the right path to make sure that you get the work done properly, safely, and quickly.
Well, Lou, we've covered a lot of great stuff here in terms of, you know, these cleanup tips for outdoors, like, you know, make sure that all the debris is out of the way, out of those gutters, keep those gutters clear. It's important in the fall months to keep your lawn free from dead leaves and debris as well, because, you know, this is just an added mess down the road if you don't do it. And then next thing you know, you've got bacteria in your lawn. I mean, that's not a whole lot of fun either.
No. And the problem with that is that, as I mentioned earlier, is that if you do just a little bit of work right now, then you're not going to have to worry about redoing or reseeding or figuring out why your lawn looks terrible. And then here comes, you know, April or late March, and you're like, what the heck is going on?
Exactly.
And a lot of times it can be because you didn't do some fall cleanup. I know it sounds crazy. One other quick tip, make sure you're putting down a winterizing fertilizer on your lawn after you get rid of all of those leaves and you do that final cut, because that will help to promote deep root growth with your lawn so it's ready to go in the spring.
Exactly. Your go-to favorite tool, what is it?
My go-to favorite tool is my Milwaukee. It's a two-tool set. It's an impact driver and it's a cordless drill. It's an M18. I was using it yesterday doing some projects around my house. Lithium ion, super powerful, lightweight, and it goes with me anywhere. If I'm doing a project at my kid's place or around my house, it just works and works and works.
Well, Lou Manfredini, an American TV radio personality, home improvement expert, the host of House Smarts TV, Chicago's WGN House Smarts radio program as well. He's all over the place, and of course, he's here. And we're blessed to have him here to give us all these great tips here to make sure that we're ready for the winter season. Lou, thank you so much. Where can people go for more information?
Go to their local Ace Hardware store, or they can always learn more at acehardware.com.
Gave you the last word. Perfect. Thank you, Lou. Have a great day.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon is delivering smiles this holiday season. Amazon is donating millions of items through product and monetary donations to charities worldwide. In the U.S., Amazon is fulfilling hundreds of Amazon Smile charity lists, donating the essential items each charity needs to support their meaningful work to address homelessness, hunger, disaster relief, and more. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
Amazon makes it easy to give back. Through Amazon Smile charity lists, you could search for your favorite cause, purchase the items they need, and have it delivered directly to their door. Also, when shopping for gifts this holiday, customers can shop via Amazon Smile and have the same experience of shopping on Amazon, but with the benefit of giving back to the charity of their choice.
Visit smile.amazon.com/charity lists or smile.amazon.com/holiday to learn more and share how you're giving back with the hashtag Delivering Smiles on social media.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
What's what happens when you get a random bumper? He's just not sure what's going to happen. We've got Jeremy Keaton coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. Hey, good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And do you know that this month is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month? I was reading that 3 out of 4 Americans personally know someone who is or has been a victim of domestic violence. Now is the time to take a stand, support survivors, and speak out against domestic violence all month long. And I'd say for that matter, for the rest of the year. And one of the things that we also have been noticing since COVID-19, with all the lockdowns, Jeremy, that domestic violence has been on the rise.
Hi, Bill. Good to be with you from Focus on the Family, talking about this important topic. And you're right in that whatever is pre-existing for families, whatever, you know, strengths or weaknesses were kind of there in your family system ahead of time, it's only going to get accentuated when you're around each other 24/7 in a quarantine or a lockdown. And that's why we want to come alongside families and help them with what they're facing. It's okay to reach out for help, to speak up, to say something is going on that I need help with. And that's what we love to do at Focus on the Family through our counseling consultation line. So thank you for talking about this topic today.
Well, it's important, and we hear the stories, Jeremy, and oftentimes neighbors even say, I should have done something sooner, I should have got more involved, I saw the signs, family members, all this before it's too late. But the one thing is that we just, I don't know, there's just something about domestic violence that maybe it's just so stunning that it shocks us into silence, maybe. Is that part of the characteristic or the effect of domestic violence?
It's shocking, and it's often under the surface. It is in many ways secretive and manipulative and it's cyclical. It happens in patterns, and people will justify, even for themselves, if they're the victim, why they are not able to take action. And then when we observe others, sometimes it's actually hard to detect, but there are some signs, such as a person, you know, not having their own time, never having their own finances. They're controlled entirely in their thoughts and in their movements by the victimizer. Mm-hmm. And the best thing is if a loved one, a neighbor, someone seems to be impacted in these ways where you suspect that, maybe there's something unhealthy, you want to be great about listening and being a safe place for that person to speak to you. Mm-hmm. And then advocating for them, helping them see that there are important steps that they can and should take for themselves. But you can't force it. You want to start with the place of not controlling them, not shaming them, not judging them, but really empowering them, because they're
exactly
experiencing the power and control of another person over them already. You don't want to inadvertently assert more power and control over them. You want to give them their own sense of empowerment in how you interact with them.
I'll tell you, that's excellent advice, and something we look over, you know, we kind of just skip over that, because we, when we come into a problem, we're problem solvers and we want to immediately resolve that, right? And the next thing you know, we've exchanged one controlling factor for another, right?
That's right. It is a subtle way of coming alongside someone and helping them see on their terms and at their pace that this pattern needs to change. Now, of course, Bill, if you hear something, experience something where you think there's immediate danger, call 911. Get authorities there. I'm not encouraging anyone to hesitate in a visibly dangerous and obvious moment of physical risk or harm. But oftentimes this is not only physical risk. We understand abuses with bruises and violence and hitting. That's very obvious, but many times it's beyond that and yet still is damaging when it comes to verbal, a pattern of verbal or emotional abuse. Domestic violence is based in the concept of power and control. That can come in many, many ways. The hitting or the threats of violence are one thing. But another is when you are berated consistently, beat down, said that you're told that you have to have permission to move about the world or have your own relationships. This comes out of a deep, deep wound and inability in the victimizer, in the perpetrator, and really some boundaries must be drawn to see if true change and repentance is going to be chosen and is going to be possible. And because it exists under the surface so many times behind closed doors, even the perpetrator can be very, very charming publicly, but privately in places very strategic about how they keep control over their victim. Mm-hmm. And that's why it is so key to create a safe place for the victim to be able to begin to admit and talk about and recognize for themselves what's going on.
Jeremy, in your experience as a marriage and family therapist and director of counseling services with Focus on the Family, do you, you know, when you come in contact with this kind of situation in domestic violence, have you seen this, you know, evolve and develop as a process? It's not something necessarily that starts immediate. It's just kind of a gradual restricture and control of an individual. And then, you know, it just goes into a downward spiral, but in a process type of thing?
Well, yes, there can be the situation, kind of like the frog in the boiling pot, where it slowly changes over time until it is obviously boiling. Mm-hmm. Many times people will say, I got in a relationship for whatever reason, and it became somehow a bait and switch. I was charmed. I was drawn. There was something in his story or her story that our puzzle pieces emotionally fit together. But once we said I do, or once we became steady in our relationship, I woke up and realized at a certain point I was in a place of control, and yet a part of me still wanted to perhaps save or help my perpetrator. And so there's this sickness in the bond that happens between a perpetrator and a victim. I want to make sure that we also say that we're not referring here to, you know, a marriage or a relationship that's merely struggling and has some arguments in it. Mm. We're talking about a pattern that grows, like you said, over time and becomes about power and control and is out of control in the cycle that is going on, whether that is through verbal intimidation, put downs, verbal aggression, threats, or actual physical altercations.
Jeremy, when a person finds himself in this type of situation, I mean, this is beyond their capacity. I mean, how can people, you know, handle this without counseling, without, you know, some support? Because there is a mentality and a mindset difference between, you know, the victim and the perpetrator to such a degree. It's almost like, how do you understand, how does the victim understand the perpetrator to know how to respond appropriately and in a way that will counter that control mechanism?
Well, the key is don't go this alone. You need to reach out and begin to educate yourself in a safe way, gain information, gain perspective about this cycle. There can be hope. There are stories of change if, and this is the big if, mm-hmm. if the victim becomes aware and safely puts boundaries in place, creates a type of crisis, if you will, a boundary that says, no, I am beginning to believe in myself and the steps I can take, and it's not good for you, nor is it good for me to be in this pattern.
Exactly.
I'm going to say, here is the new norm, and they get help. They don't need to go this alone. Reach out, get information, read, plan, meet with a counselor, go to a safety shelter. We'll refer you from Focus on the Family to some reading and some resources. But the change almost always begins with the victim becoming aware and empowered and healthier and giving the opportunity, the possibility of the victimizer, the perpetrator, seeing a difference is needed and self-reflecting. That does mm-hmm. not happen quickly. That does not happen easily. It can happen, though. Mm-hmm. Call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. Let us consult you. Bill, we have a series of articles and education on this at focusonthefamily.com/abusive-relationships. focusonthefamily.com/abusive-relationships. A whole series of education. You can reach out to us. Be glad to talk with you confidentially. And I hope that this short conversation here, Bill, might cause someone to just begin to gather some information and reach out.
Oh, without a doubt. Well, Jeremy, this is an important issue, and thank you to the team and Focus on the Family always to, you know, keep this to the forefront because, you know, you can't, as you say, you just can't do this alone. And education, as has been said, you know, precedes action, and we want to make sure you get the right knowledge on it. Again, that phone number very quickly, Jeremy.
1-800, the letter A and the word C.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.